Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. Last year, the Federal Anti-Discrimination Agency once again received more appeals for help due to discrimination than in the previous year. The most frequent issue was again racial discrimination. This was presented in Berlin yesterday. In a total of 3,580 cases, in 2019, the agency's counseling team supported people who reported discrimination in everyday life or at work because of their appearance, gender, religion, or other factors. In 2018, there were 3,455 cases. One in three had to do with experiences of racial discrimination, and the numbers in this area have more than doubled since 2015. Second and third place were taken by requests for advice on discrimination on the grounds of gender and disability, followed by discrimination on the grounds of age, religion, and sexual identity. The largest proportion of reported discrimination occurs in the workplace or when looking for a job, at 36%. The second most frequent, at 26%, was discrimination in everyday activities, such as looking for accommodation, shopping, restaurants, insurance, and banking. The agency advises those affected on the basis of the General Equal Treatment Act on how to assert their rights if they are or have been discriminated against on racial, ethnic, gender, or religious grounds. The office also obtains statements from the other side and mediates amicable settlements. According to the German press agency, the total number of inquiries to the Anti-Discrimination Office has risen continuously in recent years. In the 2018 annual report, this was also justified by the fact that those affected are better informed about their rights and have made use of the counseling service. In the opinion of the head of the Anti-Discrimination Office, Bernhard Franke, the German Equal Treatment Act does not protect enough against discrimination. On Tuesday, he called on the federal and state governments to significantly improve the legal position and the offers of assistance for those affected and to reform the law. For example, the Anti-Discrimination Office should not only be allowed to advise, but also take legal action. In addition, he believes longer periods for the assertion of claims and a right of action for anti-discrimination associations are needed. The Anti-Discrimination Office also criticizes a passage in the Equal Treatment Act, which gives landlords extensive possibilities for unequal treatment. For example, paragraph 19 states, quote, "In the letting of housing, different treatment is permissible with regard to creation and maintenance of socially stable resident structures and balanced settlement structures, as well as balanced economic, social, and cultural conditions." Unquote. Franke went on to say, quote, "Germany has a persistent problem with racial discrimination and does not support those affected in enforcing the law consistently enough. The feeling of being left alone with an injustice has fatal consequences in the long run, which also endanger social cohesion. Discrimination wears people down." Franke also addressed racial profiling, the targeted approach based on ethnic or religious affiliation, such as checks based on appearance. He called for the establishment of ombudsman offices in the police force for victims of such incidents in all federal states. He believes they would be reported much more frequently if victims had a specific contact point for this. Since the Federal Anti-Discrimination Agency was set up in 2006, more than 200 people who accused the police of such behavior have reported to the agency. It's assumed that the actual number of cases is much higher. Franke closed by saying, quote, "For many of those affected, it's a part of everyday life to be controlled." After last weekend's big anti-racism demonstrations, calls for new concepts for such events during the corona crisis are getting louder and louder. In Berlin, the Green Parliamentary Party leader Antje Kappik and SPD interior policy expert Tom Schreiber demanded clear rules and ideas for the next large demonstrations. SPD health politician Karl Lauterbach criticized the current procedure. Lauterbach told the newspaper Tagesspiegel that such demos were the, quote, "nail in the coffin for the remaining rules." He said that the chanting had, quote, distributed vast amounts of aerosols in a confined space. Because there were too many participants with too few masks and too little distancing, it was the, quote, ideal super-spreading event. There is a lack of understanding in the business community that large rallies are allowed, but other events remain prohibited. Concert promoter Peter Schwenkov of Deutsche Entertainment sees a signal for more openness. He told the Bild newspaper that if the behavior had not had an effect on the infection in 2 weeks, it was, quote, high time that we start the season of open-air concerts again in July at the latest. As Berlin Briefing reported earlier this week, far more people went to the demo on Saturday at Alexanderplatz than had been expected by the organizers and police. And a week before, the boat demonstration on the Landwehrkanal caused criticism. The next major rallies are scheduled for Sunday, June 14th, when the Alliance Indivisible wants to demonstrate against social injustice and racism, and on June 20th, a rally against rising rents is planned at Potsdamer Platz. Kopeck was at Alexanderplatz on Saturday and stated to the German press agency, quote, I had the impression that police were surprised by the large number of participants and did not know how to deal with it. And she went on to criticize that police have not yet found an answer how to deal with demonstrations in corona times. She believes that first approving demonstrations and then being surprised by the crowds is not a concept. Kopeck has also demanded clarification from Senator Geisel regarding accusations of possible racist attacks by officers at the demonstration. Berlin Briefing will continue to report the findings regarding actions by police at past and future demonstrations as we are made aware of them. Up until now, U-Bahn passengers on many smaller trains have had to do without detailed passenger information. In the future, this will be increasingly rare. The BVG is planning to equip more trains in its underground fleet with monitors. A corresponding Europe-wide invitation to tender has now been published on the European Union's procurement portal. According to this, a total of 96 additional cars are to be equipped with two double-sided monitors, each to be installed on the windows next to the doors. The market research company Statista examined 150 hospitals in Germany to determine the Charité in Berlin the best hospital in Germany. The university clinics in Heidelberg and Hamburg-Eppendorf came in second and third. The most important factors in the ranking are the recommendations of doctors and other medical experts, as well as how satisfied patients are with the facility. Medical indicators, such as the quality of the equipment of the hospitals, are also included in the evaluation. While the hospital has recently drawn attention to itself primarily through the virologist Christian Drosten, the study had already been completed before the corona pandemic. The Charité was founded on May 13, 1710, as a military hospital for plague patients on the outskirts of Berlin. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.